Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's looking like another bright, bright, sunshiny day.
It's going to be perfect.
It's gorgeous out the window right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I love about Fridays? Like, everyone's just in a good mood. Like, no matter where you do or where you go, or even if you just stay at home the whole day, even your kids are in a good mood. It's like, yay, Friday. Very exciting. I'm pretty sure we're doing a happy hour today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can meet us on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Some random time at some random place.
Like around 5, something like that, once Bryn gets his together.
That's right.
You know? those are always fun, you know, just have a beer with us. And we don't even get too messy, and we don't swear as much anymore. But none of that matters. We should just go for it, because my first story is going to take your head clean off. Like, I am actually...
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your reaction. So here we go. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Follow the Alice973 Instagram page. You catch throwback pics and our clips of the day. Yesterday, you got to see my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Those slippers do look enormous. They're not. My foot just, comfy in there. Mm.
But next to your head, they look like they were, it doesn't add up at all. Yeah. Like you had them
I
up here by
feet.
Your face.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're enormous. Like they look like clown feet.
You have pretty big hands too. So you got piano playing fingers, no doubt.
Look at this. I'm holding them right next to my head.
Yeah.
And look how big they are.
They're a lot closer than your head is.
They are?
You know,
they're
I
right
guess
here.
Put them behind.
Here, let me just scratch.
Small.
Let me scratch my face real quick. Let me just scratch my nose a little bit.
They're monstrous.
Anyway, I laughed when I saw that yesterday. I'm like, oh yeah, that. All right. Anyway, the Alice973 Instagram page. It's just fantastic. If you think you're in a good mood now, check that out. Oh my God. Be so happy. This weekend, there's a couple things. Heads up. Billie Eilish has a documentary called The World's a Little Blurry, and that's coming out tonight on Apple TV Plus. And it's believe it or not, it's about her relationship with a rapper by the name of 7AMP. She calls him Q, I guess, like his real name, his first name. His real name, the first initial is Q, or his middle name, the first initial is Q. Neither of them had ever even confirmed that they were dating, and they broke up back in June of 2019. You get to see all about this guy. He's a big part of this documentary. I guess they've been filming it for a while. Oh. Tonight on Hulu, the United States versus Billie Holiday. That's Andra Day as legendary jazz singer Billie Holiday. Lee Daniels directed it. Tonight on HBO Max, for the kids, Tom and Jerry, the movie, which I have heard about, but not too much. I assume it's the Tom and Jerry cat and mouse that I know from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, 11:30, NBC, Nick Jonas hosts Saturday Night Live, and he's also the musical guest. Sunday.
I have seen this Tom and Jerry thing before, actually.
Oh, you have?
It was a preview.
Like a trailer or something?
Yeah, and it was a bunch of stuff like in real life, except for it was like CG in. So Tom and Jerry was in this real life world. You know what I'm saying?
But they were the CG
cartoon,
cat and mouse.
The cartoon versions of Tom and Jerry.
Huh.
Yeah, were in, and there were some actual stars.
Were they cartoon? Because I know them as cartoons, but I assume everything's
CG. Yeah, they were full-on cartoonish.
Not like... the CG that we see now where it's...
No, not like the Lion King type mouse and cat. No,
okay.
They're still full-on cartoons, but next to some really big actors. I forget who they were, though.
Oh, big actors in the Tom and Jerry movie.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of Tom and Jerry. I used to love the really old ones, not once it became... I don't know. They sort of like simply... It looked more like the Flintstones.
Michael Pena, Colin Jost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
To name a couple of them.
Well, it's good work. I mean, we're watching The Croods, which the newest Croods came out. That's Nicolas Cage the whole time. Like, you just cannot not hear Nicolas Cage.
So
but
he's
all of
checks
the voices
for that
in that are big stars. And actually, I've been thinking about, I wonder if Pixar has, like, I don't know what's the term, tried to speed up the release of movies right now because they could still make bank. On that rental deal that Trolls did where they put it out, you can rent it for $20.
Right.
Then, 2 days later, you got to re-rent it. Every parent knows.
Soul, they did that with, but they just put it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they threw it up on Disney Plus.
So and it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, as much as I loved Soul, I don't think Soul is a kid movie.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it has some pretty parts and it is an animation, but I agree with you that I think that there's always stuff for adults, and that is, seems really almost like totally for adults.
Yeah, it does seem, it was, it's an interesting watch.
And there's even
watch.
Some weird, perilous, dark places.
None, put it this way, that when my kids see something and they go, again, right as it ends, you're like, okay, well, this is a hit.
It's a hit.
That's not, that didn't happen with Soul.
On Sunday night, 8 o'clock, NBC, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler return to host the 78th annual Golden Globes. And I wasn't going to watch them because I usually get a big roundup every morning of all the things. And they're on at 8 o'clock, and that is definitely past my bedtime. But I'm reading this thing, and I'm dying to hear what your reaction will be. The first commercial, which is going to show lactating breasts, is going to air during the Golden Globes.
Trip.
You know what? Do you have that ready to go? Can we just show that to Vinny? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
All right, girls. You've got this. Latch. And latch better.
We're looking at a breast.
A latch. And raw. And how does anyone ever drink enough water?
Okay. Can you just take the, let it play, but take it down. So it's basically the trials and tribulations of lactating mothers. And it's for a company that supports all manner of breastfeeding problems and I assume provides things to store your stuff in. And here's a lady with a breast pump on, and here's one laying on her side trying to get one boob into the kid's mouth. I mean, it is, it's a there's a black lady and a white lady, and they sort of alternate between the two of them, and they show all these, it's just, at one point the lady's going to be standing in front of a mirror, and her boob explodes onto the mirror. Like, it, right here it is, right mm-hmm. there. Oh, there it goes.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yes.
You're telling me that this video that we're looking at right now yes. is going to air on national TV at 8 o'clock p.m.
That is what they're saying in this. Mm-hmm. So okay. It says, during the broadcast, viewers will see what is most likely the very first commercial to show lactating breasts on broadcast TV. It's a commercial for something called Free to Mom, a company that makes products for postnatal breast care. It shows the hardships, the leaking, clogging, getting the baby to latch properly. And there are nipples, 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 nipples. There are so many nipples and so many full breasts, just two breasts hanging out, and the baby moves into the picture.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think we were allowed to show that on TV. But,
I know. I'm with you. And I'm actually thinking, I find that completely unoffensive, personally. Me, personally. I think it's important that women aren't embarrassed by the problems that they're having lactating and know that there's help out there and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Feed your baby, whatever. It doesn't offend me.
We live this life daily here on this show. The right. standards that have moved considerably through the years. We pushed the envelope through the 90s, and then we got to a point where in the early 2000s,
back.
Where everything pulled, you know, way, 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 way back. And I don't think we've ever sort of recovered a looseness that we once had. And it's fine. We're having fun, and it's all good. But I don't think people can handle it. I don't think
that's
going to be what.
What are you going to do if this commercial comes on and your daughters are watching or your little boys?
I'm not going to flinch. In fact, I'm going to be fine with it because I can handle most things. And I think my daughters will love it. They're little
girls.
I'm
sure they will. I think that there's going to be moms and dads out there who are absolutely horrified by this. They don't.
Kids
don't see their boobs in their house, and now there's two ladies showing their boobs on network television. It's a
one of the things as life has changed, standards have changed. I feel like on our show, because it's broadcast wide, I kind of get the be more careful, and I get that our station has a license, and they don't want to lose that. So yeah. I understand that part, and I feel the same way about what happens on TV. I kind of get it. It's going wide, and the people have different sensibilities. I'll never understand why someone goes into a comedy club and then goes, "You can't say that." Like, you paid to go in and see a person working on material, I don't get what you're arguing or mad about at all. On national TV, I think you're right. I think people are going to get this thing pulled.
There's no question that this is going to, I mean, I think it'll make a big splash and Frida Boob will get all, or whatever the hell the name of it is. Let me find it. Frida Mom. They're going to get a ton of publicity for it.
And it's by design because the first shot is that lady with big giant boobs showing both nipples.
Yep.
That's the first shot.
They just pan down from her face to her breasts. Right. There is a censored version of it. And I actually thought to myself, I wonder if they've released the uncensored version for everyone to see on the internet.
That makes
and
more sense.
The censored version is because I can't. Here's the thing. Just like we have had to change kind of the way we approach things and speak in freaking code sometimes to try to get the point across that we're trying to make. TVs, there's also some licensing involved there. I don't know. I thought it was after 10 p.m. you could show a little butt. This is more boob than you see in most R-rated movies. And certainly it's just dead on and people handling and squirting and...
I think you just hit it. They made two versions. I don't think the version we just saw is going to be on national TV.
I
can't
see
how it
could. That, you know, whatever, let's see, NBC is saying to themselves, yeah, we're fine with that. No problem. Because I think that while it's not offensive, I don't find it offensive at all. I don't care about your boobs. I actually, if dudes wouldn't drive off the road because you had them out, I would be fine with you being topless, too. I think, why can we see man boob, but we can't see chick boob? But people can't handle anything these days. And like we were talking about yesterday, we're looking for things to be outraged by. Right. And even if you're not personally outraged, oh my God, my children just saw breasts.
I think that it's naive to believe that someone's not going to have a cow over this.
Everyone's going to have a cow. Yeah.
I just, you know, it's one of those things where this is just my child eating. Yes, I agree with you 100%. And yet someone's going to flip their you-know-what over it. So
of course they are.
I won't. You can do your thing. Yeah. But someone's going to.
It's funny because it couldn't be further from sensuality. And closer to reality, like they really do a good job. There are some squashed up boobs in there that have the breast pump on them. They're just, she's holding them up in the mirror and then lets them go and they fall down to her waist. You know, it's all the horrors and tragedies of boob ownership, really. And the kid is crying and she can't get enough food into the kid. And it's a real thing that real people go through. But we're such Quakers. We can't see boobs and not freak the F out. We just can't. So we'll see what they do. I tend to agree with you because the fact is we watched the video uncensored and they are saying there is a censored version, which I can't even imagine that NBC didn't say, yeah, you can play that. And all those need to be blurred out. And even then, you're still going to see massive side boobs. Those are big boobs.
I'm going to guess that it's not even about blurring. They'll just cut in a way that doesn't.
Right. No, they're going to put big black circles around. That's not blurred out. That is, there is a black, the lady's wearing a black bikini in all the shots. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly does show and what doesn't. And
did you see that story about the Golden Globes, about how they're rigged?
I read that. I'm not sure what I think about it. I mean, I'm sure that people who don't win are mad, but I don't know. What did you make of it?
Well, I think that here is, you know, you always hear the Golden Globe, the people who win Golden Globes thank the Hollywood Foreign Press. And you go, what must that be? That's weird. Mm-hmm. What is the Hollywood Foreign Press? Well, it's apparently a group that is viable. Yeah, they can very simply be bought. They're given tons of money by these companies who want them to view their film in the best possible light. And often these trophies that are won, so to speak, they lead to more work. They lead to better paydays. They lead to, it's a big deal. And if you win a Golden Globe, there's a chance that puts you in a higher spot for the Academy Award. So you're on a roll.
Right. The Academy takes notice.
Right.
It was money well spent.
And the article was talking about how these people are taking in millions. The Hollywood Foreign Press gets paid millions. So is it bribery and is that fair? I don't know.
Is bribery and no, it's not fair. I mean, if that's really happening, then the answer is no.
Their response to that is, it's just a TV show, who cares? Then is that okay?
No, because it's allegedly an award where five people are up for this award and one of them was willing to pay the most. That doesn't seem fair.
No,
especially if people's careers live and die by these things.
Exactly right. And that's what they're saying is if someone gets a Golden Globe, they get more work next year.
If they right, any award counts towards your, you know, because you can there you can be on Instagram with your trophies
right
beside you. Oh, here's all the things I won last year for that POS movie that I made. Yeah, the movie studio, though, they were behind it. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I wasn't entirely surprised by it. I guess I was
yeah,
sort
I didn't
of...
know what to make of it. Like, is that real? Because that means that I don't have to watch the Golden Globes. Although with this new ad for Frida Mom boob products.
Right.
Woo! I might have to check that out. If you do watch the Golden Globes this weekend and you see it in real time and you see that ad, I want to know what. So, Alice, listeners, if you see that, if you see the boobs, let us know. If you don't see the boobs, let us know. I want to hear about the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs. Boobs are cool.
They are.
I mean, true.
I love them all.
That song's never going to see the light of day again.
It might. You never know. Intercom's a little looser than CBS.
We're talking about the standards. We just talked about it. There's
Listen,
no way.
They're going to start playing boob commercials on TV, Vin. They're advertising for boobs. The boobs are cool. They do look cool.
Uncensored.
We do love them all.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
We'll see if it's uncensored. Even if they're censored, they're still. It's clear what they're talking about is boobs. Boobs, boobs,
it's,
boobs.
It's written to sound like a sixth grader, but yet.
Well,
it's
you
never
know,
weren't
you in sixth grade when you.
No, I
wrote
wasn't.
That.
But I was really just trying to tap into that most basic love.
Yes. Yeah, I think that people are going to be horrified. I picture all those, the old people in Congress who are just so upset about everything. Those ones. They're going to be yelling about it on the floor of the Senate. Despite the pandemic, the Oscars are on. And they're considering a record number of movies. I felt like there were no movies this year. Like, I can't think of any movies. I mean, a few, okay? I'm going to read you some of these movies, and I'm like, nope, never heard of that one. Nope, never heard of that one. So the box office itself was almost non-existent for 2020, so it might seem like they would struggle. But no, they've announced 366 full-length movies are eligible for consideration this year. It's not only more than the 344 that were considered last year. It's the most they've had in 50 years. The last time they had more movies in consideration and eligible to be considered for an Academy Award was 1970. 374 movies were eligible. I don't know what eligibility is. It has to have shown at certain places before this date.
They can't be holding the usual standard, and maybe that's why there's more. What didn't we learn this from Hooman, who said that a movie has to show in a theater in a certain location? There's no way there were all these movies showed in theaters. There's no way.
Unless they simply showed, no one had to buy tickets, and then they were all on Netflix.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing, too. They are letting Netflix movies into these things now, and, you know, much to the elite directors guild. Francis Ford Coppola is always talking about how the art is being crushed. So anyway, this year's batch, light on mainstream blockbusters, my friends, because there really haven't been any of those. They've been delaying those some more and pushing them back even further because they want people to go and make it a blockbuster in movie theaters. So the Academy, though, really didn't nominate a whole lot of those anyway. It was always a lot of art films. I don't have nominations yet. Those are coming out on March 15th. And the ceremony is happening on April 25th. So here are who they're expected to include for nominations for Best Picture. Nomadland. The Trial of Chicago 7, which I have heard of that. Minari, Mank, Promising Young Woman, which I think is a Carey Mulligan movie. One Night in Miami, Sound of Metal, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is, I want to say, who's the superhero who just died? I can't think of his name. God, Chadwick Boseman. Oh my God, my brain. I think that's his last movie. Five Bloods, The Father. They're saying Judas and the Black Messiah, the Pixar movie Soul.
So he was sick when he was making that movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Borat's subsequent movie film, they say that might be considered fraud. It actually came out. News of the World. Is that the George Clooney sci-fi piece?
No, that one was called Midnight Sky.
Oh, right.
So and I did see that one.
Palm Springs, which I loved, but that ain't no best movie. Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, Tenet, which we've heard of, and Hillbilly Elegy. The Oscar nominations will be announced March 15th. The ceremony happens the 25th of April. Golden Globes are happening this Sunday night. And if you want to check out The Hollywood Reporter, you can get more on all these movies that I've heard of maybe 10% of those movies. 20% maybe. But it's a weird year to be nominated and to have award shows.
News of the World has Tom Hanks in it.
Oh.
What's
the premise
Hanks.
On that one? I feel like maybe I have heard
of
that.
A Civil War
one.
Veteran agrees to deliver a girl taken by the Kiowa people years ago.
I don't know anything about it.
Huh.
Travel hundreds of miles. I guess.
Well, if Tom Hanks was in it, I'm sure it's amazing, Vincent.
He is good. Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right. What's going on in the news?
Oh, so much stuff. Let's see here. I'm going to tell you about cans. And you think not those cans.
How about those cans?
Same cans
huh?
we were just talking like about. No, actual cans and just the weirdest little side story to that ever.
Okay.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.